Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from the studios to talk about a really cool conference called .NET Fringe. I have a couple of guests here to start talking about it. I have Glenn Block and I have some other folks here on the interwebs. Who are you guys?
I'm Troy.
Adrian Hall.
Fantastic. So why don't you give us an overview of .NET Fringe and then get these yahoos to comment every once in a while.
I'm actually going to let Troy give that overview.
All right, Troy, let's hear the overview of .NET Fringe.
Do it, Troy.
What is .NET Fringe? .NET Fringe is what I always hoped existed back in 2008 that didn't really. It is an amazing conference full of open source .NET developers that kind of come together for a couple days every year to talk about their projects and share what they're working on.
Fantastic. So what kind of people are coming to this?
What kind of people, as in actual names, or you mean?
Not names, just like the technologies that are represented.
Oh, well, that's one thing that's been really interesting. I think there's a lot of really interesting trends happening around technology, like big data around like Spark, Kafka. We see containerization like Docker,
sure.
IoT, Kubernetes, and we've seen a lot of that reflected in the sessions. So we've got some really great stuff, not to mention, we've got a lot of F-sharp love.
Mm-hmm.
We've got F-sharp love all over .NET Fringe, including Mr. Don Syme himself, who'll be giving the keynote.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I can't go, which I'm really upset about. I was there last year. It was fantastic, I'm just saying.
What did you think was fantastic about it? Now I'm going to put you on the spot.
No, I like that. So I think the thing about it was that often when people think about .NET and the ecosystem of .NET, they generally tend to gravitate towards, this is what Microsoft puts out.
Exactly.
And generally speaking, there's a whole other, I mean, it's not that we put out bad stuff. We put out good stuff. But I think what happens is other people are building on top of that or building alternative frameworks that are equally good. And in the day of cloud computing, we don't care how you compute as long as you do.
Totally.
With us.
And I think, you know, that was
That's one of the big things about .NET Fringe is it's how to get your .NET love and spread it out among all of the other frameworks and libraries out there, among things that might not be .NET, that help you get things done. Like Glenn was saying with Kafka and all that stuff. I always say that wrong. But these tooling things aren't .NET, but they extend what you can do in .NET in massive ways, into distributed systems, into streaming, all that kind of jazz.
Well,
so that's kind of the heart and spirit of .NET Fringe.
And the other side of it,
kind of moving on to the Unix environment, it becomes a much better member of the overall computing community. I can now use my Node.js technologies and my Ruby technologies and my Java technologies in concert with my .NET technologies, which was something that was very difficult in the past. So I think now is like an awesome time to be in open source and working with .NET because you can finally kind of bring it into the room with everybody else.
The other side about this is that, and this was part of the genesis of the conference, building off what you said, is, you know, one of the reasons why Troy and I and Adrian, when we first talked about doing this event, we said, you know, there's a lot of innovation happening in the community. Like the .NET open source community is growing up. There are some really cool alternatives to the way that Microsoft has been promoting things, like Nancy. You know, we talked a lot about the Nancy framework and how, you know, this is a sign of maturity of the .NET ecosystem and community that Nancy could come along and come with an alternative way of doing things and get quite a lot of adoption and excitement, and it's a good thing. But we felt that there's not enough emphasis on what is happening that is being driven by the community. So that was a big part of why we even created this event.
So let's get into the logistics, and we'll have you stand up straight for the camera here.
Okay,
because
sorry.
He's a handsome devil, this guy. So let's talk about logistics about .NET Fringe. When, where, how many days, are there tracks? Give us that kind of details.
Sure. So the event, the event runs from July 10th through July 12th. So it's coming up very soon.
Sure.
It is in Portland, awesome city where there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. And it's actually coming right after Node PDX, which is a conference that Troy and Adrian are just about to put on.
Hold on, wait. So you all are doing another conference, one right after the other?
Yeah, Troy's actually been getting a lot better. He only does like two or three conferences at a time now.
A month.
When I met him, he used to do about 10 at a time. So he's actually improving.
Yeah, and we always like to keep it challenging, you know. We can't just do, like, one conference. We got to do, like, two and then set, like, weird criteria, like do them during the summertime or the winter or something like that during a snowstorm. It always keeps it fun.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah, one time we have to, like, going to declare a conference right when they announce a storm. Like, everybody scramble. It's going to be here.
So July 10th through 12th.
So July 10th through 12th. On the 10th are going to be workshops. So we have people like Aaron Stannard is coming, for example, and he's going to do something on Akka.net, which got a lot of popularity last year.
It's the actor model, if I remember right.
Yep. Kind of similar to Orleans, but, you know, different. And we've got a bunch of other workshops that are happening. And then we have 2 days of sessions. So that will be the 11th and the 12th. Mm-hmm. One thing we're doing that we've pushed on smaller sessions. So that's a fundamental difference, I think, with our conference and a lot of other conferences in the .NET world. And we actually took that inspired by other non-.NET conferences like JSConf.
Sure.
So we really push people to give like 30-minute sessions.
Okay, so by smaller, you don't mean like less people there, you mean less time.
Less time. And this year we're doing single track. Last year we did two tracks. Because we felt it was really important that this was like the first time the event was launching and we need to have this conversation and we need to have lots of diversity. But this year we decided to go back to single track, which is nicer because then people don't feel like, oh, I really wanted to see that session, but it was going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a trade-off because then you have less speakers coming. So that's kind of the format. And, you know, Troy always does a really great job of finding awesome venues and coming up with really fun events. And then Adrian has this tradition of running a geek train. Talk about the geek train.
The geek train's cool.
Yeah, so the Saturday before the conference, people in Seattle and really anywhere along the Amtrak Cascades can jump aboard and ride down to Portland on the train. And that'll actually dovetail into the evening activities very nicely too. So join us on the geek train. It's always fun. I think we had like 20 or 30 people last year and we filled up the whole car and just hung out and chatted and hacked on some code and, you know, just did fun geeky stuff on a train.
Yep, I'm going this year. Well, we were there last year, but I was with my family, so I wasn't actually on the geek part of the train. But this time, I will be unadulterated on the geek part of the train.
Nice. So let's round out this conversation with sort of the overview. Like, why should you go? Why should you pay attention? And then also, will any of these sessions that you're doing, are they going to be recorded? Can people watch them later on?
Yep.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
So why you should go, I think, is if you really care about the state of open source in .NET, if you want to know about a lot of the cool innovation that's happening, and there's been some really interesting things in particular, and a lot of it also related to Microsoft, like some of the really cool work that's going on now with Spark.
Sure.
And how Microsoft is investing in Spark. And so you'll learn about some really cool things. You'll meet some, I think, leaders in open source that are really active.
Cool.
You'll just be around great people. It's going to just be a great learning experience. Really interesting topics. Also, one of the things we're adding this year that we'll have this year that we did last year is lightning talks.
Oh, cool.
So we're actually going to have lightning talks, and we've posted this on our website, .NETfringe.org. And other people, for example, that are attending, but that maybe are not giving a talk, can just submit a lightning talk. And those got a really good reaction and reception last year. And we had some really cool topics. Another big theme this year is microservices.
Yeah, of course.
You know, everything is microservices now.
Microservice, so, all the things.
Exactly.
It's SOA++.
Yes.
But don't tell anybody, because so, it's cool.
Plus, you know, not to mention, I think some of the activities like that Troy and Adrian are putting together are going to be really fun. So it's going to be fun and interesting.
Right.
And
we've rented out an arcade for the party in the evening, so you can play all your classic video games and pinball.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they
did ping pong last year, and it was awesome. Yeah, we had like this ping pong thing that was amazing. Yeah, no, Troy knows how to put these kind of events on.
I can put on a party, that's for sure.
He totally knows how to put on a party.
We've also got a live musician on Sunday night. We've got a bike ride going around Portland if you want to get out and stretch your legs.
It's an experience. So that's the way to describe it. It's not just an event. It's an experience.
Yeah.
That's right.
And just to add one more thing on the tail end of this, too, is this is a conference where you get to talk to people where you're not just learning. You're not just being part of the experience, you're also helping to help people decide what the future of a lot of these projects are and which direction things will go. So you're being part of the decision process for everything that we work with every day. So that's a big, cool part of being involved in something like this too.
And one of I just want to plug one session that I'm pretty excited about. So Brendan Forster from GitHub. Yeah. He's actually going to be giving a session where they're triaging, issues live, and I guess like taking pull requests and doing things like that live in the session. So that should be really, really fun and a chance to, So I think if you also are interested in .NET open source and you're not really, doing it yet or feeling like you're doing, getting as engaged as you'd like to be, mm-hmm. this is going to be a great place to do that because you're going to have people that are running different projects, a chance to kind of plug in with them, see how things are getting done.
Sure. Yeah. I think the coolest thing about this conference is that the 30-minute sessions are a catalyst for the more important side sessions that you have with the conversations, with sort of the interaction of the people that are working on open source software at .NET Fringe and then elsewhere too.
Yep. Absolutely.
Agreed.
And that was my favorite part, to get to meet the people that did these things. And again, I'm sad I can't go. I think my wife requested my time for some vacation, so we're gonna take that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand that open source is really, it's a lot less formal than you might expect it to be. A lot of major decisions happen sitting around over a cup of coffee at a conference. And people wonder how do they decide the direction to go to with these projects? And a lot of times that's exactly it, is just sitting down and chatting with somebody for half an hour, having an idea, hashing through it. And then all of a sudden the PR happens and the whole project has changed.
And on that note, we actually have a guy who is launching a new open source project at Fringe.
Oh.
And he initially was an open source and he pinged me privately. I'm not going to say who he is for now.
For secrets.
But
so you can blow your mind.
But yeah. He's doing something that is really bold. Like we were just like, whoa. And he's been working on this thing privately and he's like, I really want to take it open source. Do you think it's worth it? And I was like, it's not even a question. Like if you build something, just get it out there. Let the community, weigh in, and they'll help you turn it into something. Or maybe you'll realize it's not what you want, whatever the case may be. But I'm pretty excited that he's kind of using our event as a launch point for announcing his new library. And it is very interesting stuff. And we went and looked at his repo, and we were like, man, you got a lot of stuff done. This is going to be pretty cool.
So let's finish up. Where can people go to find out more?
Oh, yeah. .NETFringe.org. is the website.
Okay.
You can sign up for tickets. I'm actually going to be blogging very shortly, and when I do, you might see a discount code on my blog.
Whoa!
That might happen. But the tickets are available. You can sign up now. You can also sign up for workshops there.
Sure.
We've got information about hotels and other kinds of things.
We're looking for more volunteers.
Yep.
Ooh, volunteers. And the last thing is, if someone can't go, will these some of the sessions be posted somewhere so they can?
Yes, we're absolutely recording them. We recorded all our sessions last year, and we'll be recording them this year. It'll be easier this year because we're single track. That's another thing
awesome.
That single track made
sure.
easier. But yes, we definitely will have a professional video guy recording those sessions.
Well, awesome. For those that don't know about .NET Fringe, go take a look at it, .NETFringe.org.
O-R-G.
Yep. Have a look at the website. I went. I'm really sad that I can't go this year, but you should take advantage of this really interesting opportunity to go with developers that know about OSS and that also make decisions about OSS.
Definitely.
So thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much, you guys out there in the internet lands. Thanks so much
thanks
for watching.
A lot, Seth.
And we will see you next time. Take care.
Take care.
See ya.